Welcome back to the Press Box, and we have gotten to Derby Week 2026, Derby 152, coming up in 7 days, my good friend. As always, the Hall of Famer, Dave Buzzy Baker.
Gina, the Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Horseshoe Indiana, by the Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. All right, so much going on Derby Week. We all get that and everything, but especially busy for us here at the Press Box. We've not only got this show about today's opening day card, but the draw for post positions will be held for both the Oaks and the Derby later today. We'll be doing special broadcasts all week. But, Gina, as you mentioned, Derby Week is here.
Yeah, this is the one we wait all year long for. Everybody used to think it was Christmas, and that's a special day for a lot of reasons. But Derby Day in this state, in the Commonwealth of Kentucky, brings special memories and special thoughts. And it's the time for us all to shine and be proud, especially proud of all the accomplishments of our great Commonwealth, particularly in the horse industry and Churchill Downs. And it never, Buzzy, I was at Churchill Downs last night for the Derby Museum Gala.
Yep.
And it never ceases to amaze me, the investment that this company does and reinvests in the real facility and the track and all the amenities. And it's just amazing accomplishment by the team of Bill Carstange and Bill Mudd and Mike Anderson and Mike Ziegler. They do a tremendous job, and what an asset to have this track in our state and this race that carries our banner globally.
No question. We'll talk about that as the week progresses, but tell us about today's opening day feature.
Yeah, the stake today, Buzzman, is the Roxalana, $200,000, 6 furlongs for older mares. And the fun thing about this race, Buzzman, is there are 2 horses in the race that have won this race previously. Winner last year of the Roxalana was Minks Palace, trained by Eddie Keneally. Won the Roxalana, really kind of stalking the pace, drew off there at the end with Louis Saez up. Louis Saez is back up today, 8-1 in the morning line, even though coming off a win at Turfway Park in a stakes race. And this horse has been on the at the distance of 6 furlongs 8 times in her life, 4 wins and 1 second. The Roxalana on the dirt, 6 furlongs, just a nice horse. But 8-1 morning line kind of gives you an idea of the depth of this race. The other winner was the 2004 winner of the Roxalana, and that is Zeklos, trained by Steve Asmussen, daughter of Curlin. And she comes in off of only 1 race so far this year, the Matron Stakes down at Oaklawn Park. She ran 4th in that race, and probably, on her form of the last year. She was 6 starts last year with 1 win, 1 second, 2 thirds, but, probably not as good maybe as she was back when she was, she won the Roxalana back in 2024. But this is a mare, Buzzman, that has raced at Churchill Downs 7 times in her life. She's won 4 times, run 2nd once, 1 third. So 6 times out of 7, she's been in the money. At the distance, she's 7 for 12. She's just a really classy mare, and like 6 years old now. You can't toss her out. But, it's awfully tough, Buzz, for any horse to come back and win a stake that they had previously won.
Right.
And I've got one that I think is going to be both of the previous winners.
All right, lay it on me.
I like the 2-horse, Jersey Pearl, trained by Darren Miller, getting Loon Machado up in the irons, comes in off a win at Oaklawn in the Poinsettia Stakes, has won 2 of her last 3 races. At Churchill Downs, she's got 2 wins and a 3rd in 3 starts. At the distance, a 6 furlong distance, She has never been out of the money. Four wins, 3 seconds, three-thirds. I think this really comes in maybe in the best shape, you know, condition-wise and race record-wise of any of the top contenders. I like her 6-1 in the morning line. Jersey Pearl, I'm going to play, and I'm going to play her over Meeks Palace and over Zitlos. I know I mispronounced
that. Yes, what you said.
Zitlos. And the 8, Asternia.
You're not playing Lucille Ball?
No.
How can you not play Lucille Ball?
I'm going to let you take Lucille Ball.
Thank you. I'm taking Lucille Ball. What is she in the morning line?
How do you not? How do you not?
You got some splaining to do, Lucy, is what Desi Arnaz used to say.
You'll take
all right.
Lucy. The big redhead, Lucille Ball.
Oh, wow. And
you know,
remember,
this horse is a chestnut, so she is going to be a redhead. So,
I love that. Let's go. I'm down on Lucille Ball. All right,
yes,
just
sir.
A reminder, all the picks for today, all the information during the entire Churchill meet, all the information you need on the Derby and Oaks draw today and throughout the week as you come up on Oaks. Now it's Wednesday and Thurby and Oaks Day, and there's a lot of stuff that changes, but one thing that will not change is Gene McLean knows Churchill Downs. He's got boots on the ground, and you can get all his information at thepressboxlts.com. The Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Ellis Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Horseshoe Indiana, by the Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Mr. McLean, I know you're headed to the track. May you and yours have a wonderful day. And as always, may the horse be with you.
With you as well, my friend. And we're going to be waiting very anxiously, not
yes.
patiently, but anxiously for your
yes.
Derby selection 2026, 152, because you know you have got a reputation to keep up.
We will go with the Thunder Snow method of handicapping, and it will produce a winner this year. Love you, my
I
man.
Sure
have a good
will.
One.
You too, brother. Take care, my friend.
See you.
Bye now.